Hi everyone, I'm Mark Esper. Welcome to another instant no-spoiler reaction. Quite often we get to see films before they hit the cinemas. Sometimes it can be a few months, sometimes it might only be a day beforehand. Either way, we're now recording our instant reactions, and together with a monthly roundup podcast to see if we still feel the same way weeks later. Because sometimes there are movies that can change your mind. Have a listen now to our latest instant reaction.
Whew. Okay, and... wow, that was 14 Peaks. Nothing is impossible. So yeah, 14 Peaks, Nothing is Impossible, is a mountaineering film, and its big theme is don't be afraid to dream big. As it opens, it has these cello strings that cut straight into your heart as the mountain landscape opens up, and it really does take your breath away, as this Netflix documentary kind of sets the stakes. So what's the setup? Well, in the world, there are only 14 mountains higher than 8,000 meters. And that 8,000 meters all the way up to the summit is commonly known as the death zone. Now, back in the day, there was a mountaineer called Meinhard Messner who climbed all 14 peaks over the course of 16 years. However, in this film, Nims Persia, a so-called relative nobody from Nepal, plans to do all of them in only 7 months. Yet, Nims is not a newcomer to this kind of adversity. And this is where director Torquil Jones' 14 Peaks breaks company with other mountaineering movies that are out there. And by that I mean the both equally excellent Dawn Wall and Free Solo. Where it has to be said that both of these movies are likely to do untold damage to any lingering sense of vertigo you might have. 14 Peaks and its portrait of Nims is a very, very different beast. You see, Nims' quest is coming from a place of identity. Ever since Edmund Hillary's 1953 conquest of Everest, together with Tenzing Norgay, Nims wants to do this for the unnamed Nepalese Sherpas who routinely risk their lives so that other Westerners can tick their bucket lists. So, armed with a super strong wife, Suchi, and a hand-picked team of Nepalese climbers, all of whom bring different strengths to the package in a kind of Magnificent Seven way, Nims' Project Possible faces a relentless barrage of rejection. From whether he's naive, stupid, or just doesn't have enough money, sponsors won't touch them with a tent pole. However, a former Gurkha turned UK Special Forces soldier, now 8,000er mountaineer, failure just isn't in the blood. So like operating in the dead zone, which has only a third of the normal oxygen that you and I breathe, everything on the mountains above 8,000 feet is a life and death decision. In short, if you stop, if you give up, then you die where you stand. However, in this stubborn pursuit of a record that seemingly can't be beat, the biggest victory of the movie is how both Nim and his team don't lose their humanity. Time and time again, they risk not only their lives, but also the project in rescuing stranded climbers in the dark whilst forging a path for others who have kind of given up hope. So whilst this movie has some cracking cinematography and amazing vistas, 14 Peaks really is about humbleness and determination and never forgetting your roots. So check it out, see what you think.
So if you like that instant reaction, please consider signing up for more. By subscribing to our podcast, you'll be alerted every time a new instant reaction drops and when we're able to share it with you. Also, because sometimes a film can really start to grow on you, we'll be hosting an extra roundtable podcast to see if these initial feelings still hold true. So until then, please keep safe and we look forward to seeing you on the next instant no-spoiler reaction. All the best.